This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. If you're upset about gas prices now, wait a year. Oil experts predict prices will continue to rise. The investment bank Goldman Sachs, it predicted the current price spike, says crude oil prices may jump from the current $120 a barrel all the way up to $200 a barrel by next year. Neil King writes about this in the Wall Street Journal. And Neil, why does Goldman Sachs, let's start with them, why do they think there will be this big price increase?
Well, they're looking at some of the fundamentals that are out there, particularly the lack of what we call spare capacity, that is the amount that someone could bring online if there was a real jolt to the system. And that has typically been Saudi Arabia that actually has the ability to do that. At the moment, their ability is down to about 2% of what the world consumes every day. We consume about 86 million barrels a day. The Saudis might, in a pinch, be able to bring on about 2 million barrels. And there's also just a general downward trend in a lot of the countries that the world has relied on for a long time. Mexico, production is going down there rather dramatically. It may stop being an oil exporter altogether within 4 or 5 years as it's going now. And where the biggest pools of oil are in places like Iraq or Iran, where there are difficulties, obvious ones, in getting in investors to really sort of get out what there is. So it's like a compounded problem.
And meanwhile, demand is increasing.
It is. It's actually decreasing at the moment in the United States, and largely because we are a lot more price sensitive than many other parts of the world. But the big pinch, which isn't noticed all that much, is actually in the oil producing countries itself, is one of the biggest demand increases, particularly in Saudi Arabia and Gulf countries.
Now, in your article, you quote an analyst as saying that at $150 a barrel, which is not too far away from $120, that would put prices at, quote, an unprecedented level, even going back to just after the Civil War. What will that mean for prices at the pump?
He was figuring, this being someone that works for the Federal Reserve in Dallas, that $150 would push gas prices to at least $450.
Well, and then next year, $200, according to Goldman Sachs, what would that translate into?
Whoa, that's the kind of price level that you would see a serious impact on the U.S. economy. I mean, that would at least be six, perhaps even upwards towards $7 a gallon. And what was amazing, I mean, Goldman was saying that this was sort of an outlier possibility, but they were saying that there was a decent chance of oil averaging $200 a barrel next year. And that would have really huge impact. The thing is that at the moment we have no real ability to bring on big amounts of supply to ease all this, but any real downward turn in demand would change the equation a lot. So that's the thing that a lot of people are looking at now.
So they're just hoping that people will, long before it gets to $7 a gallon, will say, oh my gosh, I've got to use less, and that will lower the price.
That'll happen, that even that kind of price will push not only people to change their behavior, but also push other things, technologies, and obviously other forms of fuel, et cetera, that much faster. That will then make up the difference. And that would be equal to a kind of change in demand, at least for petroleum products.
That's Neil King. He writes for the Wall Street Journal. Neil, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Wow, gas at $7 a gallon. I think that price spike would hit a lot of drivers like a Mack truck. Here's a sample from the littlest engines to the big dogs on the road of what it would cost to fill up at $7 a gallon.
Say, bro, is that a Yaris?
Don't call it a hatchback or a gas guzzler. Toyota's Yaris liftback packs a very practical 11.1-gallon tank. Still at $7 a gallon, it'll take almost $78 to fill the tank of this little sporty ride. Buy American if you want to, but Stars and Stripes luxury could cost you about $126 to fill a Buick Lucerne with $7 gas. Today's Chevy Impala is a new twist on an old school favorite. What'll get old quick is the $119 you'll pump into that tank.
Stop in and see your Chevrolet dealer for the greatest show on worth.
Then there's the Palace on Wheels. Ford's Lincoln Navigator is the SUV version of top sirloin. Good thing it's so big and cozy, because if gas reaches $7 a gallon, you might need to put up the house and move on in. $196 per tank.
Lincoln, reach higher.
And finally, over in this corner, the super heavyweight of highway hulks, Hummer's H2. It's a decadent mammoth. It gets about 10 miles per gallon. So this mighty H2, subject of a lot of awe and a lot of scorn, would need $224 worth of gas to fill a tank. Not so tough now, huh?